Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is with us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, in the last few weeks, we've talked about brain health, and one of the important things for brain health was proper sleep. And so I wanted to focus today on an issue called sleep apnea, which really means your sleep is being disrupted and you're not having normal breathing and your brain, your arteries, and all important organs are not getting enough oxygen at different times of the night. And without sufficient oxygen night after night, the risk of various medical conditions increases. So sleep apnea is really a breathing problem that happens when you sleep. And the most common reason is because the soft tissues in the throat collapse and block the airways as the muscles in the back of your throat relax overnight. Well, what happens is it increases your risk of diabetes because there's an increased risk of insulin resistance. There's an increased risk of a heart attack because the heart is being deprived of oxygen, as is the brain. You may suffer from chronic fatigue because you haven't had restful sleep as you've been waking up during the night, gasping for air. Sleep apnea is associated with mental health issues and chronic depression. And what we know is that this risk increases with the severity of the sleep disorder. There's a risk of sexual dysfunction, and sleep apnea also can affect the liver. And by affecting the liver, it increases your risk of fatty liver, and then the liver cannot detoxify the blood as it normally does. So if you're suffering from any of these symptoms, if you've been snoring, if you have morning headaches, if you have dry mouth in the morning, poor concentration, mood swings, irritability, daytime fatigue, and frequent awakenings as you sleep, you should see your doctor and be referred for a sleep study. Because if you do have significant sleep apnea, there are medications and there are devices that can make a difference. And I think that sometimes we get so used to a pattern. People say, I just don't sleep well. But what does that mean? And is that something that we can impact on, improve, and improve your general health? So think about it. If you fall into this category, if you've been ignoring sleep apnea, you really should pay attention. Speak to your doctor and let your brain and heart get better oxygen all night long.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, for explaining sleep apnea. Anyone listening who has those symptoms should go visit their doctor. And if you want to have useful advice and clear language, then remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's available in most local bookstores, or you can request it on Amazon, or you can log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you wish to have a signed copy for a special occasion, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to learning something new from you again next week. Have a great week in the meantime.
Thank you, Marilyn.